Yo, it's your boy DJ A-Ron Cornbread, our brother.
Hey, this is K-Kemp.
What podcast are the people listening to?
The A-Square Podcast.
What up, baby? What up, baby?
That's right. It's your boy DJ A-Ron alongside my brother Cornbread. Cornbread, how you doing, man?
What it do, baby?
We here. It's another week. Another exciting week, if I should say so myself.
Man. This world's crazy, man.
The world is crazy.
The world is a nut bull, bro. Nut ass bull.
you ain't told one lie yet, boy.
Jesus, man.
You ain't told one lie yet. That's crazy.
Hey, first I want to thank the listeners out there, man. We always getting some great feedback, great support, man. I appreciate y'all for listening. You know, we surpassed 2 years, man. So I want to thank y'all, bro. Like, we can't do this without y'all, man. So appreciate it. And shit, we got more years to go, more episodes to go. So we'll keep cooking for y'all, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to them Rogan numbers. Episode 2,740. He don't even announce the numbers no more. He just be like, Joe Rogan here.
And it's funny. So when we first started, you know, people be like episode 60 or 70. I'm like, man, they ain't gonna never respect us, right? This episode 96. So when I see somebody with a new podcast, episode 3, I'm like, man, get out of here, bro. You got to put it to work, bro. Now I'm on the other side of that.
You be ready to cook. I'm like,
come on, man. You got to put in work. So no, I respect it, man.
Bro, I just realized I was reading some articles the other day about a bunch of different other podcasts. You know, some of these podcasts been out for 15 years, dog. And they're just getting to the height of, you know what I'm saying, where their goal was.
Yeah, you got to do it because you love it, bro.
Absolutely. Like, you have to, this is something that you got to love to do, man.
And we, people don't understand, just because you hear us for an hour don't mean this is the only time we're working on our podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We doing all the mitigating stuff, the behind the scenes things, putting things together. So it's more than just an hour if you're thinking about doing it. But
and it's our life, bro. We've been talking, this all we do is sit around and talk shit.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's what people ask with the Cornbread Movie Review. I'm like, bro, I go to the movies every week anyway. I might as well make a YouTube channel about it.
And remember when we used to just ride? We used to all just like either our parents would drop us off at the movies or we'll catch a ride with somebody. We all go sit at the movie theater room.
Man, kicking that Dairy Queen. Got kicked out.
Oh, my God.
Got kicked out of Dairy Queen. No, I used to kick it, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, A Squared Podcast, episode 96. The world is opening back up, man. It's interesting here. A lot of people, I would say, were wearing masks during this whole COVID thing. I think there was a small number of people that I would see that, you know, wouldn't be wearing masks. And it would normally be the older, you know what I'm saying, people or whatever, like getting, you know, frustrated about it or whatever the case may be. But over the past week, the, you know, regulations are changing, you know, so now people are in store, no mask, and people, it's just getting back to normal.
Right.
And for me, I don't think, Antonio, things will ever go back to normal for me. I can say that I'll get used to probably not wearing a mask and going into stores again at some point. I'm not there yet. But at some point, you know, I'll feel comfortable with that. But if it's one thing that I've learned during this pandemic is that we are some nasty people, bro. Like, people in general are nasty and don't even think about it.
Humans are nasty
and don't even think about it. Like, working in a bar, working in clubs and stuff like that, I never really thought about it. But at the end of the night, when the guys are cleaning the restrooms and the girls are cleaning the women's restroom and stuff like that, those restrooms are terrible, bro.
Terrible.
And the women's restroom are worse than the guys.
I don't know. Are they?
They really are. Really? We even talked about
the men's
about,
restrooms
like,
is bad, bro.
No, the women's bathroom is bad, bro. Oh, like, okay. you think about this. You got beautiful women going in there. A lot of times they I'm being told they're not even using the restroom. They're just fixing their hair, fixing their makeup.
Right.
So all that makeup and stuff like that is all over the sink.
Jesus.
And then you got people who do got to take a shit. So you got shit on the back of the toilet, bro.
Jesus.
Like it's disgusting. The women's restrooms are disgusting. And then, like I said, you got those people who go to the bathroom and walk right out, don't even wash their hands, bro, and then shake hands with everybody.
Yeah, facts.
I those are just things I think about, like, during the pandemic that, you know, you don't think about when you're out and about. But, man, yeah, I don't think things will ever go back to.
Well, I think that is the new normal now. So, I mean. Mm-hmm. Things are going to change 10, 15 years from now. And then we're going to go look back on this, that, man, that was the normal, right? The mask. So I had to run in the store real quick, the gas station, to get something. And I forgot my mask, but I forgot it when I hit the door. And I'm like, bro, I'm the only one in here that's about to go get their mask. Nobody's wearing a mask, especially in Georgia. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's like, man, so I just put my shirt over my face, did what I had to do real quick, and then get out of there. But it's like, I'm looking like the weirdo again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, like it's a couple things, you know, your cell phone, your wallet, used to know where those things are. Now it's the mask, at least for me.
Yeah, man. And definitely on planes, I'll never go back to, like, I feel I will always wear a mask on a plane going forward. Like, I really do feel that way.
Yeah.
Just because it's small, it's compact. Like, you know, we're all right next to each other and stuff. I just feel like I will wear a mask in the airport because, you know, all those people, man, like coughing and, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff is just a way to feel good for me. It's by having a mask on.
Well, the good thing that came out of this, too, is look at the hygiene, though. Look how many companies are forced to clean shit now, though.
Yes.
So your Amtrak's, your bus stations, the airplanes, you know, they used to just look like, okay, we switching over. We on to another flight. No, they got to clean it now and spray it and other things like that.
Quick little vacuum and we back up.
Yeah.
No, so, they got to come in and spray stuff down.
So that's an underlying positive thing too, though. So just in case you do forget your mask, or, you know, you've been traveling for a long time and forgot, you know, just know that those companies are out there to force to clean things too. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's for sure. Strip clubs are opening back up.
Are they clean?
Strip club.
You know what's funny
about strip clubs, dog?
What?
It's a huge. I've never been to an all Asian strip club or all Hispanic strip club. It's either been an all white strip club with one black girl there, or it's been a mixed, you know, strip club, maybe, you know, black and white, you know, or it's been all black with a whole hood. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And what's funny is the music that they dance to is totally different. And the DJ or the announcer, whoever's on the mic or whatever, it's so weird, bro. Like, you'll be in a white strip club, right? And they'll just be like, all right, get your hands together for the lovely Miss Brittany. Let's go ahead and get those dollars out,
that's
guys.
That's hilarious, dog.
Put your hands together for the lovely Anastasia.
That's hilarious.
You'd be like, yo, this is not a sexy song, bro.
It is for them dollars to come out, it is. They get them.
And all you hear is the guys going, woo, ow.
That's hilarious,
yo,
bro.
It is, though, but it's so funny to be like, put your hands together for the lovely Natasha.
Yeah, there you go. Reach in my pocket. Hold on.
They're tapping the cigarette box
I'm looking for my wallet right now. It's somewhere in this house. I don't know. Where is it? But.
What, you know, is hilarious. It's like the way they announce them. There's nothing sexy about it, but the guys are going crazy, dog.
That's a fact.
And the strip clubs for the truckers and stuff. They'd be like way out in the middle of nowhere, where the trucks pull off at.
Right. That's a fact.
But the hood club can be anywhere, bro. The hood clubs can be anywhere. All you hearing is pop that pussy, bro. That's all you hear. That's all you hear. Hey, I need you. I need all you. All you thug niggas.
All you broke motherfuckers.
You broke motherfuckers. Get your money up right
now. Yeah. All disrespect. And you already paid. You already paid $40 to park, and then another $30 to get in. So you already.
And she's setting her pussy on fire, bro. I've never seen no shit like this.
What is going on, dog?
This shit is crazy to me, man. It's just crazy. It's entertainment. I can tell you that.
But that's the cultural differences, though. I mean, if you look at shit, go to a football game and the cheerleaders. If it's all white team, they doing the and ones and twos and flipping and shit.
Yeah,
the black ones, man. Look, bro, they wait till halftime. That shit finna get cracked.
They ain't doing shit till halftime.
And halftime finna be the best show you seen, bro. The band out there, like, what? Why is the band out here, bro? Like, they be getting it in.
They know people don't even come until halftime.
Yeah, facts. It's just, you know, what people care about. But I love all of it.
Oh, man, I love it all, man. I love it all. Entertainment. Let's stay there. Are you ordering your Floyd Mayweather fight, bro?
So I definitely want to see it.
No, you don't. Get the fuck out of here.
Man. Come on, man.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I do. I want to see it. I'm debating if I'm going to buy it or try to go to like a bar or something like that and watch it. It's Sunday night.
I can't believe you're going to do that. Like I can't believe, I know you like, you know, fights. I know you like entertainment and shit, but I can't believe that this is one you want to see.
So it's not because I'm being sold on it. I wanted to see it anyway.
Why?
I think it's just because it's sports. I think that's ultimately what it comes down to. Like, you know, me, man, I watch the World Cup. You know, soccer, I watch tennis matches. We're going to get into Osaka, too. We're going to talk about that issue. I just love sports, man. And this is boxing, even though it's fuckery, even though it's damn near fight night on a video game. I still want to watch it. I have the fear of missing out. I think that's my problem. You know me, if there's mosh pits, I want to be in the mosh pit, bro. I don't want to see a mosh pit. I'm trying to be in that bit. Like, that's just me, man. So Floyd is not a knockout artist, so hopefully it does go a couple rounds and it's entertaining, but I just want to watch it. And Chad Ochocinco fighting, even though I don't know, understand why he's going to get cooked. But
yeah, but now this is one thing that I do know about him that I've just found out. he really does, like, actually before all this, really does train to box. Like, he has been in the boxing ring before. Like, so it's not, this is not something that he just was like, all right, I'm just going to go fight this guy because I'm going to get this quick milli.
Who are you talking about, Chad? You talking about Chad?
Yeah, and I didn't know that. I didn't know that he actually did like amateur boxing and stuff like that. So I didn't know that until just a few days ago. So yeah, even though he's fighting, you know, somebody, I don't even know who the person is. I think he's a former MMA fighter or something like that. I'm not 100%, but I thought that Chad was just going off of pure, like, I'm an athlete type, you know,
right,
deal.
Right.
I didn't realize that he actually did amateur boxing. I didn't know that. So
all that shit out the window, bro.
But I'm sorry, bro. I love boxing so much that...
Yeah, I can hear it. See, I don't love boxing like that.
I do. I really do love boxing. And I can't get behind... I can't get behind, like, this type of fuckery when it comes to Floyd Mayweather. Like, bro, you got to remember, we went to Vegas during the Pacquiao fight to be a part of the history of what's going on.
Facts.
And I spent more money that weekend than I did going on a cruise, than I did going to Mexico. I've spent more money that week. Every meal we had was $39.
No, hell, it was probably more than that, low key.
It was. So it was the most expensive.
The buffet was $39. That was the cheapest.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't even get to enjoy that because I was hungover.
Yeah.
So, that's a fact. I mean, look, man.
Well, it is an exhibition. It's not a real fight.
It is.
Which I don't like about that because there's no winner. So this isn't
there
like
is
a
no winner and there is no judges or anything. So to me, it's like, so what's the point? It's a quick dollar, and he's fighting somebody who's never had any real, like, he's never fought a sanctioned match. That's what I can't. I understand why.
But you saw McGregor. I mean, that's the same.
No, it's not. That was a sanctioned fight.
Yeah, that was a sanctioned boxing fight.
Right.
So this is the same thing. It's not a sanctioned fight.
But it's not. No, that's what I'm saying, though. It's not sanctioned. It's not real.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So if Mayweather had a loss, shit, he would have actually had an L on his record. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
I thought you were saying that somebody hasn't fought before. Okay, I get what you're saying. No, I got you.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they were going to the judges and saying, well, he landed this amount of punches, he did that, you know, then I would be like, okay, all right, now, you know.
They can't because of the weight, though. The weight's not fair. He's 35 pounds more than Floyd Mayweather. That's like nine classes more.
Exactly. And that's another thing. I'm just like, man, it's like a joke.
It's when Rocky fought Hulk Hogan, bro.
Exactly.
That's exactly what this is. This is when Apollo Creed fought Drago, and Drago put them paws on him and he died.
He killed him.
It's an excellent shot.
Yeah,
get that white towel ready.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I'm just like, for me, I'll catch the Twitter feed.
Oh yeah, the highlights. Yeah,
I'll catch a Twitter feed. I'll catch it on IG, bro. I'll leave.
Yeah, I'm excited though. I'm excited. So to listeners out there, that's Floyd Mayweather versus Jake Paul. It's going to be this Sunday at 8 p.m.
Isn't it Logan?
I thought it was Jake Paul.
Logan Paul
is the little brother, right?
Yeah, that's the one he's fighting.
No, he's fighting the older brother, bro. What are you talking about?
No, he's not.
Oh my God. Yes. The dude who said got your hat, he's not fighting him.
Right. I know that.
Yeah. So the older brother is Jake Paul.
The one that he's fighting is not the one that actually has fights under his belt.
He does have fights under his belt. He does. He was the main. He was the one that's been fighting the longest, bro.
I think you're wrong, bro.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Look it up, bro. He's fighting the older brother, man.
I'm pretty sure that you're wrong, bro.
Look it up, bro. All right.
But
then again, you weren't invested anyway, so that's why the information you might not know, because you didn't want to watch it.
Because that's the reason. That would have been the reason why I would have wanted to see it.
Look it up. Look it up right now.
No.
Oh, no. I don't need to. I'm watching it.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Good
so,
luck.
Hey, we'll see. Next week we're gonna talk about it. While you already talked about airlines and kind of COVID stuff, I'll put this out to the, you know, it's world news basically. So American and Southwest Airlines have banned alcohol sales due to unruly customers and them fighting stewardess and shit like this, man. This is sad, bro. So if y'all planning on flying out, if you're on American or Southwest, I think they're not going to sell any alcohol for the near future, man, which I'm kind of pissed off.
I think that's I get it. Listen, man, the steward, the flight attendants on the are not security guards, bro. They're not security guards. So if people get to fighting and stuff like that, it's not like they can just, you know, they're trained to de-escalate, you know what I'm saying, fights and things like that. They're not trained for that.
And fighting them.
Yeah, and they're fighting them.
So people fighting them, yes.
It's a very dangerous thing, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's happening more and more. It's happening. I just saw another thing happen right outside American Airlines in the airport.
What?
They were fighting. People was fighting right in the airport. People are not even afraid to get the no fly zone, bro. Like, you would never fly again. It's a federal crime.
That's wild, bro.
They're not even afraid of that. Like, they're not even. It's insane to me.
I mean, look at the fans in these basketball games.
Yeah, it's true, bro.
Committing assault and getting banned.
Now, do you think this is happening more now because of COVID and everybody was locked away for, you know, saying a year and now they're coming out? Do you think that's the reason why this is happening more?
No, I think because we're human and we're evil. That's what I think.
Yeah.
This has always happened. It's always going to happen. We just try to avoid it of saying, oh, that's not us or this isn't America. No, this is exactly what we are.
Okay.
That's my take on it. I don't know. I think we like this.
We need some rule changes, bro.
Yeah.
You're overseas, you do some shit like that, you might lose a hand.
Uh-oh. You see China's allowing three babies now instead of two?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. China, I think, just put in the law that you can have three kids now instead of, you know, they've only had two for a long time. Or I think if it was, what, a boy, you can only have one. If it was a girl, you can have two because you'll try to get a boy. Because
you're trying to get a boy.
To extend the family name. Right. But now I think they just opened it up to three kids now, maximum. So I guess that's progress. I don't know how good this is. I mean, this is like slavery and then, hey, you let them go, but you ain't going to give them shit. So I don't know how good it is, but at least it's a start.
Yeah.
Also, so I got some vaccine news, man. So different states have tried different incentives to get people to get vaccinated. So Ohio, they have a $1 million vaccine lottery. So if you were vaccinated and you applied, they're going to put your name in a hat, basically, and then pull one name out, and then you get $1 million. New York has 50 full college scholarships from the age of 12 to 17. So if you're in New York right now and you're thinking about getting vaccinated, I don't know if this has already passed, but I know this week they announced it, that they're going to give out 50 full college scholarships. And then the one that people was most excited about, New Jersey is giving away a free beer. So if you get vaccinated at like some bar or something like that, they give you a free beer, bro. Like, this shit is sick. You know, Krispy Kreme, we talked about, get you a free donut. So there's plenty of vaccination incentives. If you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, but you want to, check with your state and see what incentives they got, man. So I know it's a lot to unpack there.
I don't want a fucking beer, man. Just give me the fucking vaccine. I go about my business, bro. Like, you don't have to. If you want to give a check, I'm with the checks.
$1 million.
Give me the, hey, cash me outside, bro.
All right. I like the college scholarship too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like I'm with that. If that's what it is, but don't tell me you're finna give me a Bud Light. Like, come on, give me a break.
What if they give you a Henny? What if they give you a two shots of Henny?
No, I definitely don't want that, because now you're stereotyping me. I don't like that shit. I don't like that. That's that shit I don't like.
Bro, you just played I was going to say, what's his AC/DC at the beginning of the goddamn episode, bro? What are you talking about?
What you mean? Let's go. Let's fucking go. Let's do this shit.
I'm going to figure it out now.
Coming to the stage, put your hands together for the lovely vaccination.
For COVID-20. He's under 21. COVID-21. She is legal, fellas. That's what they be saying.
Hey, that's some sick shit, man.
Amen.
If you think about it, like in like strip clubs, porn, all that stuff, they'd be like, she's freshly 18.
That's what they be doing, bro.
That's some sick. If you think about that, that is some sick shit, man.
Coming to the That's stage, sick, Johnson and Johnson.
Oh shit.
Yeah. That shit fire.
One lap dance per person with her.
Jesus.
One lap dance.
You get a blood clot.
Oh, shit. That's what happened.
Pfizer over there hating and shit, bro. Moderna in the back getting it cracking.
They're plotting and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about this. Oh, man. Some exciting news for those travelers out there. Yeah. We were talking about airplanes. Well, how do you feel about the new United Boom airplane?
What do you mean?
All right. So they just paid for 15 Boom jets that will fly from London, from New York to London in 3.5 hours. It cruises at 60,000 feet. They're going to start flying the jets next year, in 2025, I believe. And then it will start taking actual people in 2029. So they've already purchased them, and they're already assembled. Everything is together, but you know, they have to test fly these for several years before they actually start taking people on them. But they're boom jets is what they're called. And so you can get to from LA to Hong Kong in 6 hours, I believe. And so, yeah, they're the fastest flights that there are. So I mean, for those people who want to do it, you know, I don't know, man. That's scary
to
me.
I'm game, but I need to know the price tag, man.
No, ain't no price, bro. It's like this. It's like you ever been to a restaurant where they don't put prices on for the food?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't put prices on the tickets. Either you going or you not going.
So either you broke or you gonna take the regular one.
That's what I'm saying.
Cause
what are you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I'm a pass down. I need to know the price. I gotta see how my bank account is set up, bro. Cause
no, see, those are the people they don't want.
That's what I'm saying, and that's the people. I'm not going. I'm gonna take this 24-hour trip to Australia.
24-hour flight
to Australia. I'm gonna take that L. You just got to take a week off of PTO now, bro. That's it.
That's crazy.
You can't take 2 or 3 days.
You're going to be on a flight for 2.5 days, bro.
Bro.
I mean, because you got to be, because it's going to take you a day to get there and a day and a half to get back.
Yeah, that's a fact. And so,
or you could be there in 3 hours.
Yeah.
60,000 feet.
In bankrupt. You might as well live there then. Shit. That'll be $17 million.
Hey, it's I'm with the way that the plane looks on the inside. that ticket on that flight is gonna be, yeah.
You're gonna have to be
rich.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they checking credit before you get on there.
Are they serving beer?
Oh, they got more than that. Alcohol? They just bring the bottle.
They got the strippers on that.
They bring the bottle. You getting more than that?
Oh, shit. So
you getting more than that?
I'm only going one. It's only a one-way ticket. Shit. I ain't coming back.
You ain't coming back?
No, I ain't coming back. It's too much. I ain't going to have the money. Credit card's going to be calling you and shit. Hey, I'm going to say I don't speak English. That's what I'm going to first. They scam me, I'm going to scam them.
Hey, the boom jets are coming. 2029 expecting to fly. And yeah, like I said, 3.5 hours, man, at 60,000+ feet. So that's like outer space, bro. That's like on the cusp of outer space, bro.
Let's get it.
Insane. 3 hours. That's actually kind of scary if you think about it, right? Wouldn't you think?
I mean, but see, me, I do shit like that though. So that's not the scary part. Like I said, the financially, how much is that? Because. Yeah. Like I said, is it worth it? If you're trying to go to Dubai or something and tickets is $2,000 or whatever, and that's a damn near half a day flight compared to going to Dubai in 4 hours, but it's $6,000. What's the point? What's the point of saving a couple hours, but you tripling the price? So
I guess if you got the money,
because sometimes time is money. Right?
Yeah.
People would rather pay
for those people and for those business people, you know, that's conducting business and they rather be face to face, a 3 hour flight to close a big deal.
Facts. No,
hey,
I mean, it makes sense.
And it's a write off if you do that. You know what I mean? So it's like it's a lot of I think that will probably be more for business pleasure than it is for like vacations. You know,
to me, it'll be like a bucket list thing. You know, before I die, I would like to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Like not to get on that flight.
Right. It's not a, ooh, I need to do, we going to Vegas. Let's get on this boom jet real quick. What? No, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited to
That's
see.
What's up. Hey, I like new technology, man. So, yeah, I'm all for it. So when the first 10 of them blow up, I'll be right here watching.
What if they miss they landing spot? Like they overshoot
going
it.
Going too fast.
Yeah, they overshoot it.
Yeah. That's why they got to fly for 6 years before they do this shit, bro.
Christopher Columbus.
They going to find a whole new country.
New continent and say it's theirs.
Yeah, but it's already going to be people there.
There's people here. They got a whole city, but no, scratch that.
Y'all cold down there? Here, wrap up in these blankets.
Yeah, hold on.
Wrap up in these blankets.
We going to write these laws that make y'all illegal. What?
Oh man. So this week was a big week, man. The Tulsa massacre, you know, 100 years ago.
100 years, Black Wall Street, man.
Black Wall Street. For those of you who don't know that, please Google it, find out as much information on it as you can.
1921. 1921.
Thriving, bro. Like, they were doing so good. Black owned businesses, homes, everything was destroyed by white supremacists. And there's three current survivors of that. They're all over 100, obviously. And they still to this day are trying to fight for some justice. And they have yet to receive anything from any, you know, from their families' businesses that were destroyed, their lives that were destroyed. They have yet to receive anything, even though it's acknowledged. Yep. Even though it's acknowledged, they have not received anything.
And that's why it's so huge. You know, we had Ashley Scott on, man. She's talking about Freedom Georgia initiative, bro. Yeah. Like, this is huge. They're trying to recreate, or at least have the idea of, a Black Wall Street here in Georgia, man. So to the listeners out there, we have a episode with her. Go back and listen to that and sign up or try to purchase some land. But that's huge, man. Freedom Georgia, they trying to create the Tulsa again, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, definitely check that out. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I was a little pissed off, man.
About?
I didn't understand why Joe Biden went there, bro.
What you mean?
I'm gonna be completely and utterly honest with you about this. I went out and I voted for Joe Biden and I voted for Kamala Harris, and I did that feeling that this was the only choice that I had, and feeling like I already know the outcome of this, but also having some sense of hope that the things that they were talking about would be passed, the George Floyd bill being passed. You know, I was really wanting everything that they said that they were going to do for the African American community. I was really wanting them to at least get some of the work done.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like they've done anything.
Before you continue, did you feel like Obama did that?
No. And I don't, I'm not one of those people who sit around and say, what did Obama do for us? Because I think there was a bigger obstacle course there.
So you don't think it's the same obstacle course?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. In fact, I feel like, you know, when you say, hey, we're going to get these bills passed, these are things that we're going to do. And then when you get in the White House, you say, okay, we're working on getting these policies passed. We're working on coming up with the plan, and we're working on coming up with this and coming up on that. It pisses me off because in my head, when you were announcing and running on these policies and telling people that you are going to do these things, knowing that we're pretty much in a race war, these people just ran in the Capitol, my guy. You know what I mean? Like, you're seeing these things happen and you're saying that you're going to get these things passed. My issue with it is y'all should have had the outline already put together. Don't tell me that you're working on it now. It should be, as soon as you get in there, it should be, now we're going to Congress, we're going to Senate, we have the stuff together, now all we have to do is just get it passed, not we're starting to work on it. That's where my issue with Joe Biden's administration is I keep hearing them say, we're working on trying to get this George Floyd bill perfected, we're working on it, we want to have it perfect. Don't give me that, because I feel like that should, if that was what you ran on and that was your priority, and now you're telling me that you're working on it, I have an issue with that part of it.
I agree. I mean, so I'm looking at, you know, by default, you know, even though it's good and bad, I'm a solver. I want to solve whatever issues that people have. So I'm looking at it as, maybe that's politics. Like, maybe we need to skew how politicians run for office. because that's what they told us that they were going to do and not do. That's politics, though.
It absolutely
that's, is. That's not just it Joe Biden. So your energy is for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and I understand that. My energy is, I think that's all politicians, though, mm-hmm. because they're saying that they're going to do something for a job that job isn't meant for what they're saying they're going to do.
Okay.
So that's the equivalent of me and you owning this business 50-50, and then somebody has 5% of the business. So now what are we at? 45, and somebody has 10%. Let's give them 10%. We're running those ideas to those people who have 10%. And they say yay or nay that we do. It shouldn't work that way. That's how the presidency works, though, bro.
But don't tell. Okay, respect. But don't tell us how important that it is that we secure the House, that we secure the Senate, and that we have the vice president who is a Democrat who has the final say in everything. Don't tell me that we need to secure the House, we secure the Senate, and now we can get these laws passed. Now all of a sudden there's another obstacle course. So then what was the point of you telling me that all the problems that we had in the past is that, yeah, the president was a Democrat or whatnot, but then the House and the Senate were Republican majority led. Now I can understand where there's a problem. You know, it makes me understand, okay, that's a problem, because you have to work with them in order to get these things passed. And if they not fucking with it, then, you know, we see where the head butts are. Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm not understanding how. And I'm just talking to you from my perspective.
No, correct. No,
I'm not understanding how we didn't see Asian marches. We didn't see Asian people being, you know,
uprises.
We didn't see anything, and they get laws passed immediately. See, I'm a product of, I think you do what. You do what makes the money. What is good? You got deals with different countries, right? You got massive deals with different countries. You got massive deals with China. You got massive deals with this different country, this country, this country, this country. You don't want the money to get fucked up. So I think you make exceptions to the rules to not get the money fucked up. I'm not saying that, you know, there aren't Asian hate crimes, because I've seen it before with my own eyes. You know what I mean? So it's very real. It's very real. Also, it's very real that African American people have been traumatized since the beginning of time. Like, so since I'm 35 years old, and I've experienced it myself. I've seen my friends experience. I've seen my parents, my grandparents experience things. I've seen it's in the news. You can visually see it. You visually see these things, and we're marching in front of people again. It's the same circle, right? We've had our leaders killed. Antonio, you know what I mean? Like, we have our leaders killed. Malcolm X killed. Martin Luther King killed. You know, people who stood with us in March. John Lewis killed. I mean, excuse me, he passed. Like, I'm saying that he, like, was on the front lines for us. You know what I'm saying? They did all this work, and we're still not getting our fair share of the land, our fair share here. We're not getting anything,
because it's
march on it all the time, and bro, we're not getting anything.
But it's just I know people don't want to say it, but it's the reverse politics, bro. The same scenario. I just said 45%, and we have to listen to the 10%. That's in politics, right? Now, if you look at the money and land, they own 90% of it, but they're not listening to the 10%, bro. We're the 10%.
So then that's why I also said, when we're going through all these voting, we're going through you know, how important it is for us to get Trump out, and how important it is for this, that, and the third. And I said that this was going to happen. If they don't pass these laws, if they don't do what they said they're going to do, we will never have the African American community come out, show up, and vote like we did this time. It will never happen again.
So
I really don't. I believe that. I really believe that.
I only agree with that. It's if it's for Democratic. Voting for Democrats.
If it's for Democrats,
I think what the power needs to be shifted is to independents.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Because if Republicans are not stepping up for minorities, and I'm going to include all of us because it's not enough black people to take over a vote.
Of course.
Hispanics, it's not enough Asian. We all have to be together. And we, you know what I'm saying? We all have to be together and still have some white votes. So if Republicans aren't speaking up for the minorities, if Democrats are speaking up, but they're not following through, then why not take that same energy? That's like you still want to spend a dollar. You're just not spending it at that store, right? You're going to go to another store. So why not spend that same energy, same vote, same funding, same backing, same marching in another store, which could, i.e., be an independent? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, why? Like I said, The Rock, if he wants to run, okay, what you got? But then again, he might come across the same hurdles that Obama came across, that Biden, or let's say Trump. I don't know what the fuck Trump would he do. He's so arrogant. He was just doing whatever the fuck he wasn't following the rules. But it's like we have maybe to rewrite. Shit.
Maybe
those
we
rules.
Need more people like that.
But no, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, that don't want to follow. I'm not going to follow these rules.
And you know why? Because he wasn't a politician, DJ. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need people who are Trump based non-politician. But have liberal thoughts. We need a mixture of that.
Okay.
We need, I don't know, let's say a woman who has liberal thoughts, but has the backing, like who has, I don't know, not through politics, but she grew up with money, right? I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
But it's like we need a mixture of that to lead the people to actually benefit the people, not financially, like you're saying.
Like they're from the people. They're not from politics.
It's blatant disrespect how the LGBTQ can get laws passed on a snap of a finger, right? Even though these laws need to be passed. That's not the issue. It's disrespect how the Asian hate bill got passed at a snap of a finger, even though that bill needs to be passed. But how there are no minority bills passed and it's been so long.
And it's always, well, we're trying.
That's what I'm saying. So it's also who you want to spend time with, who you care about, bro.
At this point, I agree with that. I never thought about it to that extent where you're saying that we just might need somebody that don't follow that's not gonna follow the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, and then we back like it just they gotta create their own situation and not be for the Democrats. Because if you're for the Democrats, you have to be for the values of the Democrats or the values of the Republican Party. You can't be a Republican with the values of some Democrats. You know what I mean? Like you got to be on one side of the fence.
Look at it like this, even though this is, let's say it's a sports analogy. There's a lot of great coaches out there that never played the sport.
Right.
So we don't, obviously we respect Phil Jackson. Shit, he won a ring playing and not playing, right? But your boy Mike Krzyzewski, shit, he played basketball, but he wasn't a professional at it.
Right.
But the mind, he uses his mind. He understands the sport, right? There's other coaches out there who's never played or only played to middle school and high school, but they weren't a professional. But they're going to go into the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Like we have to start treating politics like that as well. Who's right for the job? We don't care about if your dad did this or if you grew up in this rank. It's on your resume. We understand that. But obviously the politics haven't worked. So we got to find somebody who's the right for the people, bro. But maybe that's designed that way.
It is designed that way.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's designed that way.
It is designed that way. And it's implanted in our minds that from the very beginning of time, you know, I asked about this back in maybe 6th or 7th grade. I was like, why? Okay, so I see it says independent here. So who is the independent person, like, or libertarian or whatever? Like, what are these people? You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what does this stand for? Or whatnot? And they're like, well, those are people who run as independent. You know, they're not on either side. They have their own values and whatnot, but they won't win the election, though, because their party isn't big enough. They're not the Democrats or the Republicans. So it's always been told for all my life that they would never win. So why would you? So voting for some. So I was always told voting for somebody like that, you might as well vote for the Republican, because you're not voting for the people that can actually win, is what I was always told. But maybe that's incorrect. if you get enough people to pay attention, maybe that is the direction that we need to be going in.
It is, bro.
I don't know.
It's the Sneetches effect. If you got 10 people, if you got 9 people with a star and 1 without the star, the one without a star is going to lose every vote. But now if you got 9 people without stars and 1 without the star, or 1 with the star, then hey, they're going to lose the vote, right? It's the votes. It don't matter. It's the votes when it come down to. They spend all this money on advertisement to get your vote. That's what people are starting to fail to realize. No, our votes matter, bro. The votes count. As so we can see from this election.
So next year, when they do the votes again for the House and the Senate and all that stuff again, and they lose and the Republicans now have the party, have all the power there, then they go say, well, we were really close to the George Floyd bill being passed.
Yeah, we was just about to do it.
But now we can't.
I mean, you got to get somebody, like I said, who think like Donald Trump and don't give a fuck what people say, bro, and just do it anyway. And if
we should have voted for Kanye. Shit.
I mean, shit. Why not? but that's what I'm saying. Why not? If we've already put somebody in office, because the rules been broken now. We put somebody in office who's never held an office position. So that should have opened up the floodgates. It should have been harder for Biden and Trump to win in November. It should have been much harder for those two to win, because the floodgates should have been open.
I think it happened so fast that we didn't have. I don't think that
time to digest it and understand.
Yeah, like somebody had the willpower to just be like, okay, I'm getting ready to go be the next person, because even if it was like, let's say, hypothetically speaking, I don't believe that it should be some actor or something like that. I don't think
Oprah, let's say Oprah's a face. I don't know. I got to understand with Oprah more, because I don't like these interviews at all that she does. But
hey, me either.
but that's somebody who's a minority, who came from nothing, who's a billionaire, who's a minority and a female. You know what I'm saying? Who's black and a female. So you got everything.
And she has a lot of power.
Correct.
So let's just say like somebody like that running directly after Trump, I think it may even been, it might have like a detour almost. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people was like, let's try to, I'm considering it, but let's see where the country goes with, you know what I'm saying, with the next person that's in.
Because think about what Trump could have said to Oprah. Hey, you ain't never ran for office before. Oprah would have been like, you didn't either.
Yeah.
He can't say she doesn't have money. So now he has to go to the racist stuff. If she's black, okay, now that's going to lose him votes. He can't say that.
No, that's going to gain him votes.
No, but it's going to gain. You got to think it's going to gain him votes in the other way too, though. Votes work. they work both ways, bro.
They do.
They work both ways. And then, okay, no, you a female. That's going to gain him votes, but that's also going to lose him other votes. The people in the middle, that's who you have to win. I don't have to convince my friends to go to Vegas, right? Let's get it. They go, what? When we going? But a complete stranger, I would have to convince them to go.
That's right.
Right? That's the people that you need to win. Not the people on your side, not the people against you, the middle people. That's the people that you have to win, bro.
Right.
So I don't know, man. We'll see.
Well, I mean, I only hope, you know, that some, but after all these years and me being at my age right now, it sucks to say this. It sucks to feel this way, but I don't see anything happening for our people, because it hasn't anything been done. And I feel like we've marched, we've done a lot, man. And we have not had, it's been, and I'm not going to say any success, because I feel like we've been moving forward. you know, as a people though, but we need also the people that are in power to make things happen for us. And that's where my confidence has completely fallen off.
Yeah. But we just got to understand nothing. This is not going to change overnight. Right. So we have to, us being 30 and up, millennials, we have to understand that what we're doing now can change how our kids grow up. Right. So if we could put them in better positions, then they could step up to the plate. We might not benefit from this. Kind of like how Martin Luther King and all them didn't benefit from the shit that we're doing now. Right. They didn't get a chance to see a black female vice president. They didn't get a chance to see the first male black president.
Right.
You know, they didn't get to see black billionaires. That, to them, that's unheard of. But we treat that as every day now. So now,
this is true.
So now we have to say, okay, now this is a problem in the future. We have to do that shit now so that in 60 years from now, our sons could be having this exact same conversation. But they're talking about stuff that we already are discussing for the future, right?
Okay, I'm with it.
So that's just to, like to the listeners out there. Yeah, man, don't get discouraged, even though it's shitty. But don't get discouraged. I mean, we should fight harder, bro. Nothing's easy, bro. Is having a six pack easy? If that was the case, everybody do it. Is having a master's degree easy? If that was the case, everybody would do it, bro. But when you do it, you get that satisfaction, man.
And coming to the stage now, put your hands together for the lovely Miss Keisha. Get ready to put your dollars out there, fellas. And don't forget, there is an ATM on the left side of the bar.
This is when I get up and leave. I told you about me arguing with a stripper. Didn't I tell you that in Memphis?
No, what happened, bro?
I didn't tell you that, didn't I?
Did you tell me?
I think I told the listeners on there, bro. So I'm in Memphis.
What'd you do?
So I'm in Memphis.
So what'd you do?
So Memphis is a non nude bar, strip club. I didn't know this.
It's it's a gentleman's bar, is okay. What they call it.
All right. Well, I live in Atlanta, so I don't know nothing about none of that. You don't know? I don't know nothing about clothes. What? So they up there stripping, but they still got their clothes on. So I'm texting somebody like, bro, this is the wackest strip club I've ever been into, bro. And a stripper walks behind me and starts reading my messages. No, this is facts. Do you know? Because you're in a dark club, but the screen is lit up. You know what I'm saying?
The screen is light, right? Yeah. Right,
and
right.
And I'm sitting in a chair, sit back, because I'm like, bro, I'm ready to get out of here, bro. She walked behind me and read it. She said, "What you mean? This is the wackest strip club you ever been?"
Don't tell me that. I know you cooked her.
Listen,
I know you cooked her, bro.
To the listeners out there, bro, look, my stories, they might be funny. I might tell them hilarious. I might put some little sauce on it. You know what I'm saying? But they're all true. I don't lie about any story I tell. Bro, I looked at her and I said, "Am I lying?" "I'm gonna kick you out, security." I said, "Cool. Like, what? You kicking me out is doing me the favor. I'm waiting to leave." You know what I'm saying? Like, I said, this is nutty in here. So now I'm arguing with a stripper over here, the bodyguard coming over trying to see what the problem is. I said, "Bro, this chick really read my messages, dog." She said in verbatim what I said. I said, "This is crazy." So yeah, man, stripping is wild, bro.
Did they kick you out?
No, but we were ready to go after that. Because I was like, yeah, I'm out of this piece, bro. You ain't getting no money from me.
That's for real. Crazy, man. Let me tell you a story about my cousin Jamie, bro. So Jamie.
Bro, don't do it. Because I'm going to have to get those messages, bro. Don't do it. I got to get those messages, dog. I got to do it, bro. Don't do it. Don't do it.
All right, I'm going to do a shout out to our listeners, man. And by the way, before we continue, we got a few other things to talk about. But before we continue, don't forget www.wolfsmane beard care products. You can get 10% off. Link is in the description. It takes you right to the website. All you got to do is just type in our code, which is A, the number 2, and the letter P, and you get 10% off. Plus, it's free delivery on anything 35 bucks and up as well. And
if you can't remember what the website is, go to our website, www.asquaredpodcast.com. And then their link is in our website as well. So make sure you subscribe to the website too, man. We let y'all know every week when episodes drop in too, if you can't get notifications. So
absolutely, man. Let's jump to the NBA, man. NBA's been really good, I think. It's been some great things that happened. This is the first time LeBron has been knocked out in the first round in his career. So the Los Angeles Lakers are out. And that was big news, man, because it's definitely never happened for LeBron. And I see a lot of people rejoicing. Hey, if you hate him, you hate him. I guess, but you know, I see a lot of people that are happy. And as a Laker fan, I will say, I also, as me being a real Laker fan, I hate to say this, I really do, but I'm actually glad they lost. I am glad that they lost. And I'm gonna tell you why. The reason why I'm happy that they lost is because I don't think that the people on the team outside of LeBron and actually, I'm going to just leave it at him. Outside of him, I think everybody on that team just was like, we going to the championship anyway.
Right.
That's how I felt the way that they played and the way that their mentality were the entire season. Like, well, we going to the championship because, you know, the Lakers, they won last year. LeBron is in the finals damn near every year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see them playing hard the entire season. Antonio, I'm keeping it 100. I didn't see that grittiness that I saw last year. You know, with how JaVale McGee was actively trying to get blocks. You know what I mean? Like, he's diving for the ball. Dwight Howard is trying to redeem. It's like everybody on that team has something to prove to themselves.
J.R. Smith was out of the league.
So it was like everybody had something to prove. And LeBron came back like, I got something to prove because we didn't even make the playoffs the year before.
And AD coming from a different place, they traded away everybody to get me. I gotta produce.
And I felt like that was the mentality the entire season. And this year I ain't feel it. I really didn't feel it. I didn't like this team. I like the players, but I didn't like the team. I wasn't feeling it, man. And I think this was a very humbling moment. And I think that LeBron being in his 17th year, I think this was a moment that he probably needs this break. With the turnaround of last season to this season, it was like, yo, all right, we off for 3 weeks and then we back at work. We gotta, you know, we going right back into the season. You know, it wasn't long.
Right.
You know, now maybe for other teams that was okay because they didn't make the playoffs. Or they didn't go far in the playoffs, so they got a longer, you know, rest. But you know, the Lakers and the Heat, they didn't get no, that wasn't no rest. That was, we right back at it.
Yep.
So you know, I think this is good for LeBron. But I'm gonna say this: there was a guy, and I cannot remember his name to save my life. But anyway, he was the trainer of Kobe and the trainer of Michael Jordan. And he said that those type of players, you know, they spend the LeBron, like he's Tom Brady, like they spend over $1 million a year on their body, on
Russell,
their health.
Russell Wilson too.
Russell Wilson. Like they spend a lot of money on their body and they're actively, consistently, always working to not be injured and to be as healthy as possible. And then you have those players who just rely on their natural ability because they are great players. Anthony Davis is a great player. He's dope. He's a really good guy. He's a really good basketball player. But I don't see And I can't, man, I could be wrong, but throughout his career, he's been injured quite a bit. So are you putting in that work? What are you doing in the offseason?
Roethlisberger. I want to know. Ben Roethlisberger looks fatter and fatter every year, bro.
Every year. Every year. What are you doing? And one of my guys was like, "Well, now you can't say that about the quarterbacks because you know Tom Brady, like you know they make all these rules. They don't get hit and stuff." I said, "You're right. They don't get hit as much. But let's compare Tom Brady and let's say Drew Brees. Both of them were, you know, great quarterbacks. But you know, you still have to be accurate with the passes, right?" You still have to know the defensive plays. You have to be able to read the defenses. You have to be able to know the offense. You have to be accurate. You have to have arm power. You have to work on arm power. You have to work on your accuracy. You have to work on these things consistently. One of them is out of the league, and the other one just won a Super Bowl. I'm not taking anything away from Drew Brees. He's great, right? But I'm just saying that obviously you can look at one person and say there's a reason why this guy continues to be better and better and better and better, and you know maybe other people are relying on their natural born talents. So that's just my take on, you know, with the Los Angeles Lakers, man. I think LeBron probably gonna take a few weeks off, take his family on vacation. You're going to see that. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, he's got a movie to promote that's coming out, I believe, in June or July with Space Jam.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you his schedule is going to be, hey, I got to be in tip-top shape basketball. I'm ready to go. I have to come back better. I have to come back ready to go this season.
Well, I feel bad for LeBron just because last year was him saying, hey, this is my last hurrah of getting people to the championship. AD, I showed you how to get there. You need to take over. And this year showed that AD cannot take over.
Mm.
LeBron still has to be LeBron. And I think, like you said, this mental break is good for him to understand that you can't be replaced, bro. Or AD is not the person to replace you. Because if you look at shit, Damian Lillard, he cooks every night.
Every night.
You look at shit, Booker was eaten. I mean, you look at Joker. These people are putting up points, even though they're way younger than LeBron, but LeBron can still compete with them. AD has to be carried there, and he'll show up every other series or every other game, which he's a natural talent, but he's not an elite talent. Like, you know, Westbrook is getting you a triple-double every damn day. It don't matter. And so LeBron can't pass the torch to AD right now, bro. So he has
to. And it sucks because that's what he tried to do.
That's what he tried to do, but he's not it. So now, shit, it's going to be a lot of people who ain't on that team next year. Believe that.
Yeah.
Coaches, assistant coaches, players, all of them, bro. He might keep Harold. Gasol is out. Your boy Drummond's out.
And
you got one more year, AD. Are you going to be out?
And most of those players that are on the team were signed, you know, obviously they're role players. Yeah. And they were signed for the 1-1. And the 1-1 is that 1 year and a team option, not a player option. Oh,
and we had Rondo too last year.
Yeah.
He was damn near out the league and hurting and stuff like that. And he showed up. But yeah, I think he's going to keep Schroeder. He really likes Schroeder. He's going to keep, what's the white boy?
He got Caruso.
Caruso is a beast. He's going to keep Caruso.
Because at least, bro, he dives for every
That's
ball.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But he was almost out the league.
He's going to keep Caruso. He's going to keep Schroeder. He's going to keep Harold. And shit.
I hope LeBron.
That's it.
I hope he keep Harold.
Kuzma, peace out.
Hey, it's TikTok, bro.
AD, you got one more year. Drummond, you out of here. Gasol, you out of here. Who else? I already said Kuzma.
The rest of them on the coach. Wesley Matthews, all them, bro.
The coach, bro. Get out of here.
Yeah. He made no changes. No adjustments during this series. There's no reason why Gasol is in the game doing a high pick and roll, and he's not a high pick and roll player. That's number one. Number two, you tried to play bully ball by playing Gasol and Drummond on a team that had players that were 6'7 and 6'8. You didn't even utilize the sixth man of the year, which was Harold. He didn't even play. He barely played him. He barely played him.
You know why?
Because he's a fuck boy.
Because he has LeBron. He doesn't care about any of that shit. And that's unfortunate that LeBron got to deal with that shit.
It is.
He's the end all be all. And that's not good for LeBron. Because LeBron's like, I'm 37, bro.
And they're saying, and then you got the, so then the coach is saying that, and then you got the players saying, well, we going to the championship because we got LeBron.
Yeah, yeah. And LeBron, like, nigga, you out of here. What you be? So I want to talk about mental health a little bit, bro.
All right, let's do that.
You're a big mental health advocate, man. You know, you talked about it a couple times on
the therapy.
Yeah, you talked about it a couple times on the episode on the podcast, man. Mm-hmm. So, Naomi Osaka, to the listeners out there, last week or a couple weeks ago, she said she was not going to do any interviews at the U.S. Open. It was coming up for tennis, right? And she got a lot of support, and she said the reason why she wasn't going to do interviews, pre or post game, is because number one, they ask the same questions over and over and over. And then they put doubt in an athlete, and she just wants to be the best she can be. So if she would have made a mistake, she felt like the reporters were trying to dig and give her doubt in her game. Not asking, okay, tell me about this play, what happened, and be open to what she says is, well, why didn't you do this? Or is that person better than you at this? So she felt like if I stay away from the negativity, I'll keep a positive mind and I'll win the French Open. The tennis company, I forgot, who is it though? WTS? I don't know what the women league is, but for tennis. But they said, I said, all players are required to talk to the press. So you're going to be fined $15,000. I don't know if it's every day or overall or what. And you're going to talk to them or, you know, you're going to be fine. So she says, well, shit, you ain't finding me. I'm a withdraw. I'm not even going to show up. So that's kind of the big thing of, is she right? Is she wrong? So I would love to hear your opinion on what you feel about, you know, her doing it for her mental health.
So the first thing I'll say is this. I think all players in all sports and in all businesses, in all workplaces deserve a mental health agreement or break or whatever you want to call it. I believe in every work environment, everybody should have an option to take a mental health day or a week or whatever it is that your company should offer something. I really do, because you don't know what people are going through. You really don't know what people are going through.
Right.
And I applaud her for, you know, what she said. And I also applaud her in the way she carried herself about it. She released a statement explaining herself. So there should be nobody at all judging her or calling her selfish or, you know, anything like that or none of that, because she explained herself. She explained what's going on and she walked away. It had nothing to do, obviously, with money. It had nothing to do with any of that because she's walking away from it. Mm-hmm. She didn't just say, I'm not going to play this match.
And she at the top of her game. It ain't like she a bum.
Exactly.
She the beast, bro.
She's a beast.
I am your
So I applaud her for that. Now, there's two sides to this.
Mm-hmm.
There's that part where I applaud it, and then there's this side. You're gonna have people that are gonna take advantage of this, just like they take advantage of anything. If you get 5-6 days a week, 6 days a week, or a year or whatever the case may be, there's going to be people that use those sick days and they ain't sick.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be people who are going to call off just so that they can go, you know, out of town or something and kick it.
Right.
There are going to be people that take advantage of that. And that's the give and the take away from this. You have to understand that you're going to have those people.
And get fined.
And exactly. So you're going to have that. So Unfortunately, that's the negative part of it, is that you're going to have that. And then there's one other thing that I'll say about this too. These conferences that they have to go sit in and they have to talk to the media, it is in their contract that they do have to speak to the media following games, matches, so on and so forth, right? I think that players have to understand that the media promotes the game, and they promote the games to the audience, and they promote the game to businesses, and they promote the games to networks. And those avenues are what pay the big dollars that you get in your check as well. So though you might not get paid to go and sit down and talk to the media at that moment or whatever the case may be, that's how you got your Nike deal, essentially. Not just because of your play, you know what I'm saying, on the court, is because people get to see how you are, who you are as a person, like when they do talk to you. Even though those questions that they talk about is dumb as hell sometimes, they ask the stupidest, just the dumbest questions, Tonio, you know this, right?
Yeah.
Dumbest questions. But this is how the people get to hear you. The people would never know Popovich if Popovich wasn't the guy that goes, and when he talks to the media, he just says yes, no, and then he walks off.
Yeah.
it's funny to people.
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn, I'm just here so I don't get fined. He got more endorsements.
Yep.
You know, it's amazing. He's a staple in the game for doing that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's just different sides of it. So, you know, those people, the media, it's promotions, man. It's how they promote the game, the matches. It's just a part of it. So I think that the players have to understand that as well, and not just be assholes. Because sometimes when you see some of these players, I feel like they're being assholes sometimes. And that's the one part I don't like about it. What's your thoughts, man?
So I agree with what you said. I think as a player, you do need time, especially to process something. Like if this is like a last second shot or a tennis match and it was the championship and you want to unpack it, sometimes you need to rewatch the film to get a better opinion of it. And what you say might be taken out of context. So the player wants to protect themselves, and I understand that. Just like what you said is the business too, though. The business has to protect the brand. And so that if they see that the star player is holding out for, let's say, legitimate mental health problems, then like you said, other people are going to say, well, shit, if she get to hold out, I'm a bum. I know they're going to ask me crazy questions. Well, I ain't doing it either. Right. And so now that's going to be a snowball into a bigger effect that no players are boycotting all media now. And then now the media is like, okay, well, if we can't boycott, then why are we here? And one of those could be a Nike interviewer, right? So now Nike is going to come not support that league or whatever. So it's going to be a big snowball effect. So I think they both need each other, but they also have to understand both sides that they do need each other. And I don't think they do.
And I used to think, I was thinking like, man, can't they just give them, you know what I'm saying, some time? Like some of these players are sitting in the jerseys. You know, they ain't even took a shower yet. They ain't
talked to their family.
Nothing. They go straight to sit down and do it. But then I'm also looking at it from the aspect of, well, that's the rawest information that you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's the rawest information that you're going to get. It's good, bad, ugly, whatever you're going to get is the rawest information that you're going to get. And I think that's what the league wants, is the rawest information that you can get. And that also is that could be a good or a bad thing. It could be a good or a bad thing.
Well, there should be stipulations, which we're saying this on opinion, because I don't know if there are stipulations, but from the outside looking in, it doesn't look like there's stipulations, right? So my stipulations would be, you have, for time's sake, let's say 20 to 30 minutes, and then you have to be in this interview process, right? So that gives you time, hopefully, to go talk to the coach. You know, the coach could talk to y'all in the locker room. You could take a quick shower, or you could wait to talk to a shower, take a shower, but you could talk to your family real quick. Hey, I got to do this interview. And then that gives me time to think about what the game just happened, right?
It's not immediately after. Want you to. I don't think that's what I'm saying.
This is what I'm saying. My stipulations would be to help out the players.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying of this would be my stipulations. So hopefully the players could still benefit and we still get their interview, right? So 20 to 30 minutes after the game, you have to be here, right? Because it's in your contract. Now, when you sit down, we only keeping you for, let's say, 10 minutes. That could be two or three good questions and I elaborate on shit. Or y'all ask me a million questions. But the time is 10 minutes, bro. Like, sometimes they be keeping people long as hell, bro. And you could tell, like, they don't even want to be there, man.
Even 10 minutes?
Especially even like Kyrie 10 minutes Irving.
Is a long time,
Kyrie
bro.
Irving don't want to be there at all.
Yeah.
So you're really not going to get a good interview, right? Like, we've had plenty of interviews on here when people say, hey, I got 10, 15 minutes. Cool. Why would we keep them for an hour?
Right.
Hey, that's cool. We can get these questions real quick. Bang, 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 bang. We good. Good interview. We got other people on here. We've had a 2-hour interview before. And guess what? Let's get it. We didn't say no. It's only 10 minutes now. Let right. them dictate how long it's going to be.
Yeah. So I can see that. You know, give them some options.
Give them some options. Right.
Instead of just being like, this is what you're going to do.
That's what I'm saying.
Give them some options.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. I like that idea a lot, man. But I applaud her, and I think that I love the fact that people are talking about mental health more and more and more because it's a real thing, and people deal with trauma different. So I 100% applaud her for you know what she did, and I'm showing all the love for her, man. I'm giving all the love for her. So
yeah, for sure.
That's all I got, man.
Yeah, that's it for this week, y'all. I guess we do got to throw it in there that, you know, I know we talked about the Lakers because that was the big news. But, Portland lost, so they're out. Game 7.
The Hawks won.
The Hawks beat the Knicks, which, you know, I guess I'm happy for it because I like Trae Young a lot, but I was really pulling for the Knicks as well because I think basketball is just great when the Knicks are winning, man, at least in the playoffs and stuff. But it was a good you know start for them to get back into the into the conversations. And game 7, Clippers, Mavs, go Mavs all day. So hey, I gotta cook them, bro. I gotta cook them. So, who else? I know I'm forgetting though. Oh, Brooklyn won, so the Celtics are out. Kyrie Irving was whack for stepping on the logo like that. it was whack. It was definitely whack. But you know, hey man, when stuff like that happens, the players need to show up. Not the fans don't need to throw water bottles and stuff like that. When stuff like that happens, it should be the players that show up and say, all right, I'm finna bust your ass, bro. Like, you can't. Yeah, they got to show up for that. That's all I got for you guys this week. Don't forget the Wolfbane beard care information is in the description as well as our website, asquarepodcast.com. Thank you to all the listeners, especially the loyal ones that listen every week. And argue with me on a weekly basis about something that I said.
Yeah, you're a racist, bro.
And shout out to the leg washers. You're racist. And, you know, with that being said, man, coming to the stage, put your hands together for the A Squared Podcast.
I'm keeping my clothes on, bro.
Antonio, what do you always tell the people, man?
Shout out to my son. He is in second grade officially now.
Hey.
Also, I'm ready to see Gotcha Hat this Sunday.
Let's go.
And then keep your shoes by your feet, bro. You got to, bro.
I like it, bro. Because you never know.
These are facts. Keep playing. Don't get left.
We out here, y'all. Peace.